Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatun Chafalim from an Aleph. We're holding on Chafim Abayit, 3 lines from the bottom, Amimar Shachivle. So it says the Gemara, Amimar Shachivle Bar Brei, Amimar's grandson was Nifter, so Kari Lavi Turkriya, Asa Brei, when Amimar's son, the father of the Nifter, came into the room, so Kari Ba'ape, Amimar thought to Turkriya again, in honor of the son. Itkar de Miyoshev Kara, he realized that he tore a kriya sitting down. So a third time Kara, so come Kara, he stood up and he tore a kriya for a third time, moment while he was standing. Amar le Rav Ashi la Meimar. So Rav Ashi commented to Meimar and he said, I see you clearly hold that a kriya has to be done standing. So he said to him, kriya de moment minalan, where do you get this from? Mistama, it's tichsiv, it's from that which it says, by Ioiv, v'yakam, Ioiv, v'yikras, miloi, and Ioiv got up and he tore his garment when he found out that his children had died. But if that's your makar, from the fact that the pasuk said he stood up, elameata, that which it says by chalitza, v'amad, v'amar, lechafatsi, lekachto, that the person, the man doing chalitza says, he gets up and he says, I don't want to marry her, so halchanami, you're going to tell me that he needs to dafka stand? V'hatani, we learned in the braisa, ben yoshi ben oimi ben muta, he could be sitting, standing, or lying down. He doesn't have to be dafka standing. So you see, even though the pasuk says he got up, it doesn't mean that there's a din, he has to be standing. Amar lei, that amema responded, and no, hasam like siv, Vayamid Vayoimar. It says Va'amad Va'amar. So that's like telling over a story. That's mashma more that it's a din that he has to stand up. Amar Rami Barchamo, Minayin Lakriya Shim Umad. How do we know that Kriya has to be done while a person is standing? Shanamar, as the pasuk says, Vayakam Iyaiv Vayikra. Now ask the Gemara, how can you learn out from Iyaiv that there's a chiyah for every avil to stand up when he tears kriya? Dilma milsi yaser to udavad. Maybe Iyaiv did something extra for himself. Not that that's a cloud, that that's a halacha for everyone. Dilaitei ma'achi. And I'll prove it to you that Iyaiv in that incident clearly did things that are not chiyuvim for everybody. Adarabba, the pasuk says over there, v'yagaz es reishai, that he tore out his hair. That's something that's even awesome for a standard person to do. Shailu is how Iyaiv was allowed to do it. The pasuk says a person's not allowed to tear his hair over a mace. So achana, you're going to tell me that that's a chiyah for everyone? Alamai, no, Iyaiv did extra things. And if so, here too also with regards to standing up. That's something maybe extra that Iyaiv did. So rather, what's the makar that an avil has to stand up when he tears kriya? Alamai hacha, it's from David HaMelech, when he thought that his children had died. So the pasuk says, V'yakam HaMelech V'yikras V'gadav, he got up and he tore his clothing. So there you see, he got up to tear kriya. Again, ask the Gemara, V'dumu milsi yaser tavad. Maybe, again, maybe David HaMelech did something extra. Not that that's a din for every avil. Yiloite ma'achi V'yishkav artzach anami. That which the pasuk says, by David HaMelech, that he lied down on the floor. You're going to tell me that that's a chiyah for every avol, but Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Yashav agabe mita, agabe kisa, agabe odaini, gedayla, agabe karka. If a person sat or lie down on any sort of object, chair, mortar, like the ground, or even the ground, so then kulan lo yasei dechayvasa, he wasn't yaitzei his chiyah, and Ba'am Rabbi Yechnan explained, shalikayim kfiyas amita, he wasn't mekayim his mitzvah, kfiyas amita dictates that he has to sleep on his turned over bed. So you see, even though it says by David HaMelech that he slept on the floor, that's obviously not a chiyah for every avol. If anything, it's the opposite. He wouldn't be yotzei his mitzvah, kfiyas hamita. So if so, hotzuhu adin, that which it says that David HaMelech stood up when he tore a kriya, you can't learn from there a chiyah to every avol. Which the Gemara says it's not true, we do. That which it says, v'yishkav artza, amar le ke'en artza. It doesn't mean he literally sat and lied down on the floor, rather was on this turnover bed, which is like the ground. Says the Gemara, Vayter ten Rabbanon, Elu Dvarim Sha'avil Asar Behen, the following is a list of things that an Avil is Asar at. Asar be Malacha, he's not allowed to work, Uberchitza Besicha, to wash himself, Uberchitza Shamita, Ubenilas sandals, wearing shoes, Vasa Likras Betayr, Bedivim, and Vaksuvim, he's not allowed to learn any sort of Tayr Shaviksav, Velishnais, Bemishnah, Bemedrish, Balachis, Ubatalmud, Ubagadais, and he's not allowed to learn any sort of Tayr Shavalpeh, Vemayu Rabbim Tsrikham Layena Nimna, unless he's needed by the Rabbim, so then he doesn't have to hold back from going to the Yeshiva. There was a story that Rabbi Yaisi in Tzipayri, Rabbi Yaisi's son was Nifter, he was needed, so he went into the base medrash and he darshan the entire day. It says the Gemara, another story, that Rabbi Bar Chana, Yisra Be Milsa, he became an avo, suffered to Lilu Mipuk Lepirka, so he figured not to go to Shir, not to give Shir. Amar Le Rav, however, Rav said to him, that no, Tanina, we learned in this Braisa, Imayu Rabim Shechamla, Yene Nimna, that if he's needed by the Rabbims, then he doesn't have to hold back from giving the Shir. So several ikmi amayra alei. Okay, fine. So on that, Rabbi Bar Chanina thought to give his shear like normal and to have his amayra, to have his torgamon, give him the shear. However, Amar Lei Rav, on that, Rav said to him that no, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, ubavad shel yamid torgamon. You have to make a shinoi and you can't have the torgamon. So what does he do to give the shear? Give the Tani like that which we learned in the Braisa, ma'isu umiz b'nei shavidu bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi lost his son. V'nichnas l'beis hamedrash, he was needed, so he went into the beis hamedrash. V'nichnas Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, and Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya went in as well. V'yasha b'tzido, and he sat next to him. V'lacha shul Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi gave over the shear to Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya l'torgamon, and then Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya said it to the torgamon to announce it then to everybody else. U'torgamon yishmiel rabim, and the torgamon then and said over the shear to the rabim. So like that, he had a middleman that was a shinoi, and like that. That's dafka how it's okay to give the shear when the person's an avil. Says the Gemara, Vayter Tan Rabbanon, Avel Shleishi Yamim Arishainim, during the first 3 days of the Avelas, which means 2 days and a little, so it's also Laniach Tefillin, he's not allowed to wear Tefillin. Mishlish Avela Vashishi Bechalf, from the third day and onwards, including the third day, Motu Laniach Tefillin, he's allowed to wear Tefillin. If Embayu Panu Chadashi Zeinu Chaylitz, and even if someone new comes into the Shiva house, he doesn't have to take it off, he doesn't have to be concerned for the newcomer, that the newcomer will suspect that he was wearing Tefillin the whole time. Divir Rabbi Eliezer, that's all the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Rabbi Yeshua's is chaylik. Rabbi Yeshua says on the one hand the kula that no avil shneiyam imarishaynim asul aniach tefillin. It's only for the first 2 days, meaning the first day and then a little bit of the second. And misheni veilach misheni bechlal mutul aniach tefillin. From the second day and onwards, he's allowed to wear tefillin. Then bayu panim chadasha is chaylik. And if someone new comes in, so in this sense, Rabbi Yeshua is more machmir. Rabbi Yeshua says if panim chadasha is come, so then chaylik he has to take it off. Now I'm a master my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Now Rabbi Eliezer says that the Ikar Avelus is for the first 2 full days. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayitmu Yimei Dechi Avel Maisha. That the days of the Avelus over Maisha Rabbeinu ended. So you see, it's days, it's two. Amar Ravina, my time with Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that the Ikar Avelus is just the first full day? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vachrisa Ki Yoyimar. The Pasuk describes the Avelus as one bitter day. Ki Yoyimar, a single bitter day. Rabbi Yeshua Naami Aksev Vayitbu Yemei. What did he do with the pasuk by Maisha Rabbeinu that it says Yemei? Sounds like the Ikar Avelus is 2 days. Amar Lecha Shani Maisha the Takif Evleit. That was dafka by Maisha Rabbeinu because it was a very strong and severe Avelus. But ordinarily speaking, Avelus is only for 1 day. The Ikar Avelus. Rabbi Eliezer Naami Aksev Achrisa Kiyoyimar. What does he do with Rabbi Yeshua's pasuk, which makes it seem that the Ikar Avelus is really just for 1 day? Says the Gemara Ikar Meri Rechad Yoyimahu. He says back that that's not talking about Avelus. It's talking about the really sharp bitterness of the feelings of the Avelim. That's just for the first day. Now, with regards to the halacha, so Amar Ula halacha Rabbi Eliezer bechalitza halacha Rabbi Yeshua bahanacha. He passes like the kulas of both, with like Rabbi Eliezer that he doesn't have to concern himself with the newcomers and take off the tefillin, and the halacha like Rabbi Yeshua, then he only has to refrain from wearing tefillin on the first day and then mix a sayayim of the second. Now, Yibayiluhu, the Gemara asks the Shaila, Besheini Lu'ula Chaylitz Oeinu Chaylitz. What would Ula say about the second day, where he passes like Rabbi Yeshua that he could put on the tefillin, but if a newcomer comes in, does he have to take it off? Could he, even in this case, go like Rabbi Eliezer and keep it on when Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't say that about the second day, because Rabbi Eliezer doesn't allow an avil to wear tefillin on the second day. So technically speaking, if he wears tefillin on the second day and he keeps it on when a newcomer comes in, he's not going like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says to take it off, and he's also not going like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer says on the second day he's not even supposed to be wearing tefillin. So what's the halacha on the second day according to Ula? Is he allowed to keep it on or does he have to take it off? So says the Gemara Tashema from a member of Ula, and Amar Ula, that he has to take it off and put it back on even 100 times, which is obviously could only be talking about the second day. So you see that the halacha on the second day is that he does have to take it off if a newcomer comes in. And Tani Na Miachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that he has to take it off and put it back on even 100 times. Whereas Rava Amar, Rava says that no, we can pass like the two kulais even when they're seiser each other, and we could go like Rabbi Yeshua to put on tefillin on the second day, and like Rabbi Eliezer that he does not have to take it off, even though Rabbi Eliezer would never have said that about the second day. Now, I asked the Gemara, really, Rava holds that an Avil could put on tefillin on the second day, that the Ikar Avelis is just for the first day. Rava said that the halacha follows our Tana of our Mishnah on Yotasim and Aleph, who says three, that it's only if an Avil had 3 days of Shiva before the Regal, so then the Regal's Mevatel the Shiva, because then he said the Ikar Shiva. The Ikar Shiva is the first 3 days. Ikar Avelis is the first 3 days, not 1 day. So how could Rava allow tefillin on the second day if the Ikar Avelis is for 3 days? Says the Gemara, because this is for a mitzvah. Mitzvah shani, for a mitzvah it's different, and Rava allows the Avil to put on tefillin on the second day, even though technically speaking, the Ikar Avelis is for the first 3 days.